Greetings. We are coming to you this morning from the Kansas Expressway Church of Christ. This will be the daily devotional. We are going to be reading from Psalms 148, verse 5. 148, verse 5 says, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created." The King is the Creator who laid the foundations of the earth, having filled his soul with adoring thoughts of God by considering his palace, his surroundings, and his attendants. The psalmist goes out into the kingdom of this eternal King to see what he can learn of him from the provisions and order the adaptions and rule of the dominions. And then an introductory thought comes to him. This eternal King not only founded this kingdom, he actually made everything in it. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed a dry land. High honor is given to the man who founds a kingdom. What honor is due to him who absolutely originates a great mysterious complex, nature kingdom? Bible writers see in the psalm a sketch of creation. Brown calls it a bright and living picture of God's creative power, pouring life and gladness throughout the universe, but the reference to creation is only a brief passing, introductory one, and what the psalmist fully dwells on is the marvel of the divine order and rule in the earth's sphere as created. Point one, the shaping of things is the eternal King's idea. Take but the infinite varieties of form for material things, a crystal, a tree, a mountain, a weed, or for animated things, a basilisk, a mammoth, a dragonfly, an albatross, a worm, a man, and our minds are overwhelmed by the effort of the imagining the ideas of all forms, fashioned in one intellect. There is no form of being that not first of all thought of God. He is the foundation of all. If original forms modify and change, it is only according to God's ordered laws. The power, point two, the power of things is the eternal King's endowment. For there is nothing made that can really be called dead. Everything has the possibility of doing something. Even a stone can hold moisture on its underside. Metals have their chemical properties, and the very dust can at least combine. In higher ranges of being, each creature has its power and its missions, and the power in things is ordered, not just developed. What must be who is source of power in everything? Our final point three, the relation of things is the eternal King's arrangement. Everything is connected with everything else. Nothing in the world is isolated. Everywhere is connected. Everywhere there is flux and reflux. Everything is touching something and influencing it by the touch. What must be who devised all relations and all consequences? We hope today that you have found something interesting in this Psalm 148:5. If we can be of further assistance to you, click on our website and we will deal with this at that time. Thank you very much.